Hi, I'm Janie Gould, and it's time for Flora Days. Susan Phillips is a talented photographer and opera singer, and she has deep roots in the Riamar community on Vero Beach's Barrier Island. Her grandparents built a house there in 1917, and then her parents built a Spanish-style home on the ocean a few years later. Susan spent time in Riamar during World War II. Her father's friend, Press Gardner, served as a volunteer spotter, looking for enemy aircraft and submarines from a tower on the beach. Sometimes Susan got to go with him. What was it like at the top of the tower with your binoculars?
It was scary at night. It really was. And it was very dark. Sometimes when the full moon, that was wonderful. But mostly it was pretty dark, and you'd see these little tiny little lights, and that was worrisome because we weren't supposed to be seeing that. And that was why everybody had dark curtains on their windows and faced the ocean. I remember when Mother put up those horrible black curtains.
When you were at the top of the tower, and this was near where the tracking station beach is now, did you ever see anything suspicious?
We never saw anything that really made us call up the person in charge. After a while, I fell asleep sometimes.
Uh-oh, you could get fired for that.
That's right. But Press was always there, and he brought lots of coffee.
Any U-boats close in?
The lights told us that they were there, but we never really saw them that close.
You must have seen some aircraft because of the pilots training at the Naval Air Station.
Lots of them. Mainly the Grumman aircraft. Mr. Grumman lived in Riamar. They had built a new F-7F, a special kind of night fighter, and they were training the boys at the air base. These boys went out at night, and they came back at 4 o'clock in the morning right over our house, and they used to buzz because I knew a couple of them. And my father would get furious. He'd wake up, and he'd stand on the balcony and shake his fist and try and get the numbers off the plane so he could go and call up the base and say, "You got to tell those guys they can't do that."
Did he ever do that?
Yes, he did.
Did it deter them at least for one night?
Well, maybe one night. They loved to do that. They thought that was great fun. And then we'd all laugh about it. Later on, we'd get together at the Bucket of Blood.
You better tell people what that was.
The Bucket of Blood was what now is the Ocean Grill.
Has anybody ever learned exactly where that name came from?
No, I never have known. That's very interesting.
So these were definitely not enemy aircraft.
No, definitely not.
About how long were you a spotter, Susan?
I was a spotter for probably one winter when I was here because I was out of school by that time.
I'm sure the area was dark enough as it was just because there was so little development in Riamar at that time. It must have just seemed pitch black with curtains over the windows, and I think people had to cover the headlights on their cars too. Do you remember what it was like?
It was very dark. We didn't go out a lot at night. The Riamar Club was sort of, you know, that's as far as we went. We did go a couple of times to Fort Pierce, and that was quite an adventure.
That was on the other side of the moon, practically.
Exactly. We went down there just to see the towns, and there was supposed to be a good dancing place. Some of the guys wanted to go.
I've been talking with Susan Phillips, whose roots in the Riamar community run back 7 or 8 decades. Susan is going to be 90 years old on Tuesday, July 29th. Susan, I can't believe it. You don't look it. You don't act it. Congratulations.
Thank you, Janie. That's very sweet. Nice birthday.
And many happy returns and many more.
Please. I don't want to be lived to be 100, I don't think.
For 88.9 FM, this is Janie Gould.
Well, that's a place I long to be.